Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert with the evening news. First, the headlines. President Draupadi Murmu holds delegation-level talks with Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. Akashvani Kohima and Task Force for Music and Arts join forces to push Nagaland's creative talents. Today is World Health Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms commitment to building healthier world. And Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya emphasizes need to sustain Northeast growth rate. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today held delegation-level talks with her Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa in Lisbon. In a joint media address after the meeting, President Murmu described the India-Portuguese ties as historic, which are now being developed as modern and multidimensional partnership. She said, they held wide-ranging and constructive talks covering various areas of bilateral relations.
हमने विशेष रूप से व्यापार और निवेश, विज्ञान और प्रौद्योगिकी, आईटी और डिजिटल प्रौद्योगिकी, रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी, कनेक्टिविटी और मोबिलिटी में अपने दीर्घकालीन द्विपक्षीय संबंधों को और मजबूत करने और लोगों के पारस्परिक संपर्कों को और बढ़ावा देने का संकल्प लिया.
Earlier in the day, President Murmu laid wreath at the tomb of Portuguese national poet Luís Vaz de Camões. She is meeting Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the Speaker of Parliament José Pedro Aguiar Branco, as well as members of Indian community in Portugal. To celebrate the 50th anniversary of re-establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Portugal, President Murmu and her Portuguese counterpart released commemorative stamp showcasing the artistic and cultural heritage that unites the two countries. Akashvani Kohima and the Task Force for Music and Arts TAFMA today signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to collaborate in fostering the growth of Nagaland's music and arts industry. As part of the MOU, Akashvani Kohima will produce and air dedicated radio shows highlighting local musicians, artists and cultural promoters facilitated by TAFMA. The partnership will provide a platform to showcase the creative talent of local artists by increasing visibility and engagement through radio broadcasts. The MOU was signed by Assistant Director Program Akashvani Kohima, Abino Lasu and TAFMA Project Director Dr. Hovital N. Sotu in the presence of TAFMA Chairman Teja Meru. World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today to raise awareness about health and good health practices. The World Health Organization has declared Healthy Beginnings, Hopeful Futures as the theme this year to end preventable maternal and newborn deaths and to prioritize women's longer-term health and well-being. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed his commitment to building a healthier world. In his message, he said the government will continue to focus on healthcare and invest in various aspects of people's well-being. Mr. Modi emphasized that good health is the foundation of every thriving society. On World Health Day, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Anupriya Patel, highlighted the nation's commendable achievements in the health sector, including the significant fall in maternal and infant mortality ratios. She also appealed to everyone to adopt a healthy lifestyle.
Our health is our real wealth, and health is not just our physical health, it is our mental and emotional health as well. Take care of your physical health, eat what is local, what is seasonal, what is fresh, eat less processed food, exercise, physical activity is very important, indulge into meditation, yoga, whatever you like. While it's important to take care of the family, it's also important that women and girls take care of their own health.
The recently constituted High-Level Task Force on Investment Promotion in Northeastern Region held its first meeting virtually today. In a social media post after attending the meeting, Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, said the region's growth rate is surpassing the national average and emphasized the need to sustain this trajectory. He said the task force will serve as a guiding platform for all 8 northeastern states driving efforts towards a Viksit Northeast. The meeting was chaired by Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha, who highlighted that it was resolved to prepare a strategic roadmap to position the region a preferred investment destination. Other task force members, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and Chief Ministers Konrad Sangma of Meghalaya and Prem Singh Tamang of Sikkim also participated in the meeting. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The central government has increased the excise duty on petrol and diesel by 2 rupees per litre, effective tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that the hike will not be passed on to the consumers.
Notification from the Ministry of Finance saying that the excise rates are going up by 2 rupees on petrol and diesel. Let me clarify up front on the record, this will not be passed on to the consumer.
Oil marketing companies have also clarified that there will be no hike in retail prices of petrol and diesel. The minister also said that prices of LPG cylinders have been increased by 50 rupees. Mr. Puri said the price of LPG for Ujwala beneficiaries will now be 550 rupees and 853 rupees for others from tomorrow. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thungo Patton highlighted the importance of instilling the values of service, integrity and unity. Addressing the BJP Foundation Day event in Kohima today, he emphasized upon discipline and renewed efforts to strengthen the party in the state. He also encouraged party workers to continue building bridges of trust and work for every citizen across the state and country. Reflecting on the party's journey, Mr. Patton attributed the growth to the commitment of workers, support of people and visionary leadership at all levels. The Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has announced the Combined Technical Services Examination, CTSE 2025, for filling up various posts across government departments. In a notification, NPSC said details of the exam are available on its website, npsc.nagaland.gov.in, and on the office notice board. One-time registration will be active from noon tomorrow till noon of May 8th. The NPSC has requested only those candidates who are eligible to appear CTSE 2025 to register. No physical forms will be issued and online applications can be submitted on the NPSC portal from 9th April till noon of May 9th. The Commission added that the new pattern of examination prescribing negative marking of one-third for wrong answers in MCQ will be effective. The Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has warned public against fake calls threatening mobile disconnection. The Communications Ministry noted several media reports in recent times of consumers being targeted through telephonic calls or messages by fraudsters posing as TRAI officials. These fraudsters threaten disconnection of mobile connections for being involved in illegal activities and for extraction of money. TRAI said it does not initiate such communications and has also not authorized any third-party agency to contact customers for such purposes. Citizens have been encouraged to report suspected fraudulent communications through the Chakshu facility on the Sanchar Sathi platform. Nagaland's cricket fraternity gained significant recognition with individual and team accolades during the 4th Northeast Cricket Development Council Achievers Night held in Gangtok. Jonathan Rongsen bagged the Northeast Player of the Season male and was also awarded the best batter in the senior men's category. In the under-16 boys category, Aloto Sumi was named both the best batter and best bowler. In the under-23 category, Mughavi Sumi was recognized as the best batter, while Yugandhar Singh won the best wicketkeeper. Meanwhile, the Nagaland senior men's cricket team was also felicitated for retaining its elite division status in the Ranji Trophy. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu holds delegation-level talks with Portuguese counterpart Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. Akashvani Kohima and Task Force for Music and Arts join forces to push Nagaland's creative talents. Today is World Health Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms commitment to building healthier world. And Union Donor Minister Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya emphasizes need to sustain Northeast growth rate. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.